The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
And John's with us in London. John, good morning, and a terrible, terrible story about a mother and her partner.
Morning, Alan. Yeah, Rachel Fee, her partner Naomi, found guilty of murdering Rachel's two-year-old son, Liam. It happened in Fife in Scotland 2 years ago. They assaulted and killed this little boy at their home. He'd got 30 injuries on him. He finally died because of a severe blow that ruptured his heart. And terrible, terrible stuff. What's incredible about this, Alan, is that the decisive evidence came from two other boys who were in the home who were also assaulted and attacked. In fact, they tried to pin the blame for the death on one of these two young children that was with them at the time, only 7 years old. Now, they gave evidence, and it was really because of their evidence that they were able to convict this pair. You know, we shouldn't assume that kids don't tell the truth, but they can't be relied on. They gave crucial evidence. Often kids are the only witnesses to crimes, you know, in the home like this, and they have helped to convict this pair. Awful. But it's a shocking, shocking case.
How do people bring themselves to this stuff? The Battle of Jutland.
The biggest naval engagement of World War One. 250 ships involved, 6,000 British sailors and about 2,000 Germans died. The Battle of Jutland, yeah, off the coast of Denmark, exactly 100 years ago. Big centenary commemorations up in Orkney. The wind was blowing a hoolie as usual. Princess Royal was there, Prime Minister David Cameron, the German president, also representatives of other countries, including Australia, by the way, to remember this fateful battle, which was kind of not without controversy because it wasn't a decisive victory. So many casualties on both sides, but it was a strategic victory for the Royal Navy. And if it had gone the other way, maybe the outcome of the war in 1918 wouldn't have been the same.
Yes. Well done, John. You've got to say it slowly. 36 hours, 36 hours conflict, 6,094 British lives lost, 2,551 Germans. You can't get your head around it today. The Battle of Jutland. Well done, John. Talk to you tomorrow. John Adderley in London.